Praise God. Well, let's go ahead and turn to Matthew 13. We'll say a few things. Matthew 13, verse 18. Thank God. We've been spending some time in the parable of the sower, and we're not going to go there very much today. But this kind of goes along with just what I have on my heart to speak. So I wanted to read through this real quick. Matthew 13, verse 18, this is another account. I read the other two accounts in the last several weeks. Matthew 13, verse 18. It says, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who receives the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for only a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, and he indeed bears fruit and produces some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. And we've talked about that in different ways, and that the seed is the Word of God, and that it goes into our heart. But verse 23, but he who received the seed on the good ground, our heart's the ground, is he who hears the Word and understands it, who produces, or who indeed bears fruit, and produces some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. And real quickly today, you know, it's a special Sunday. But just, I wanted to touch on just the fullness of time. Just the process of growth. You know, we're talking about how the sower sows the word. And the word's in our heart. And how that grows. And how things happen over time. And you see a little bit, and then a little bit more. You see this with growth in yourself spiritually. You also see it in anything you endeavor to do for God. God doesn't do things necessarily overnight. Yes, there are miracles in the Bible and different things that something happens, boom. But a lot of times there's a backstory that we're not aware of. You know, Paul was used to preach the gospel mightily. And yes, Jesus stopped him on the road to Damascus. But then he went off for a long time by himself. And before that, he had studied growing up. And he had things put into him, and God used that for his glory. But it wasn't just boom, it happened. Sometimes things look like that. And in our own lives, it's tempting to get impatient and to think, wow, look at what is happening over here, or what's happening over here, or I read about something, and I want to see that happen. And like we talked about patience and endurance last week, and sticking out's part of it, but just walking it through and enjoying the process. Everything pretty much in this world, it's a process. It takes time. You know, seed time, harvest time. Growth. We know that with crops and with things that would grow in the ground. Nobody in their right mind would go plant a seed and expect it to produce full harvest the next day. But we do that with spiritual things a lot. Yeah. It's tempting to do it. And it's tempting, and the devil will use this, that you don't see something right away. To say it's not working. Well, let me ask you a question. Who says it's not working? When you hear it's not working, a good question is, who said? What? Who's whispering in your ear that it's not working? Who does that? Is that God saying it's not working? That might be, I mean, you have a mind and everything. It could be you. But the devil, he talks to you in first person. He didn't come and tell you, this is the devil. Thus saith the devil. Who? It's not working. He says, I don't think it. This is how you hear it. I mean, I don't know if this is working. Is this ever going to happen? That's what you hear. Amen? Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. This is not happening the way I thought it would happen. And what are we tempted to do? Quit. But if we'll understand that it is a process, that by definition it is a process, then we can just show up and say, it's happening. And when you hear that, it's not working, you can say, who said it's not working? God said it would work. I'm going to choose to side in with Him. It is working. And just talk back, say, no, I believe it's working. I believe it's working. I believe it's working. Don't side in with that other voice. It's not working. No, it is working. God's Word said it would produce. It's going to produce. And I am changing. Sure don't look like you're changing. I am. I am. See yourself the way God sees you. You know, we say, you know, when we look at it, we ought to say, God, you see me this way. Because He does. He sees us the way we're going to be. And He calls us the way we're going to be. He sees us. It's like with your children. You see them, but you see them now, but you can see them down the road. And that's what you're targeting. You're targeting the end from the beginning. Well, how much more our Father God? He's targeting the end from the beginning. And so He says, you're going to be this. I see you that. And if He told us sometimes what we're going to be doing, we wouldn't be able to handle it anyway. We would say, how in the world am I going to do that? And then we try to figure it out in our own strength and figure out what's going to happen, and we mess the whole thing up. So all we have to, we don't need to know where. Now He can have the end at the beginning. He can tell you, I see you this way. Now you just do this. You're strong. I don't feel strong, but you are. And we just need to agree with Him and tell ourselves what He says. Amen. Be the voice of God, not the voice of the enemy to ourselves. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. Yeah, we hear that it's not working, whatever, and what do we start letting out our mouth? It's not working. Where is God? What are you doing? Man, I've been doing this. What's happening? What are we citing it? We're giving voice to the enemy. What we ought to do and say is saying it is working, and start giving voice to what the Word says and just say, no, it is. And it's gonna happen, and I'm going to see it. You watch. Praise God, it's working, and I'm going to see the crop come up, and God is faithful, and His Word will not return void, and He's in me. And you start speaking like that, you stir yourself up. You're preaching to yourself. You're getting to be, no. This is what's going to happen. You declare it. I don't care if you have to do that many times a day. Sometimes you have days like that. Amen. We all do. So we just have to, at that point, we just keep speaking it. Just keep speaking it. And believe that what God says is going to come to pass. Real quick, let's turn over to Mark. Mark 4:26. Now this scripture was right after the parable of the sower in Mark's gospel. Thank God. God is so faithful. He's so faithful. If a natural seed can be put into the ground and over time it doesn't look like anything's happening, but you water it and you make sure the soil's has the nutrients it needs and whatever, it doesn't matter if you think anything's happening or not. It is. And not everybody understands that. I mean, we don't understand exactly how that happens, but it grows. Whether you believe it or not, whether if you put it in the ground, water it, leave it, it's going to produce. It doesn't matter what you think about it when you go in the house. As long as you water it and keep doing what you're supposed to do, it will grow. And the Word in our heart will grow. Just because you have doubts in your mind or doubts, don't let those things dominate what you do. Just start speaking your mind. Renew the word. Just start believing what's in your heart. Just because you have doubts in your mind and your mind's not 100% renewed, just keep speaking the word even when you don't feel like it. Just keep putting the word in there and your mind, little by little, will get changed and the word will do its work. You don't have to worry about the word doing its work. All we have to worry about is just doing the part that God told us to do. Get the word in there and attend to it like we've talked about. Verse 26. Mark 4, verse 26. It says, "And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." Now notice several things there. Just like we were saying, you scatter seed on the ground. We put the word in our heart. And he sleeps, rises up, the seed, it sprouts and grows. He doesn't know how, but it does it. And it'll do the same in the word will do the same thing in our heart. You don't have to worry about that part. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to use your head to come up with some method. Just put it in there. And it will sprout and grow the same way. It'll start changing you in ways you're not even working on. He'll change you. He's got a custom design, custom tailor plan for every one of us. You may think you know what the problem is. You may even think you know what the root of the problem is. That may or may not be the real root. And so you attack the problem from that angle with that knowledge, or you read some book that tells you what to do, which may or may not be the real root, because that could be what helped that person in their root. But God looks at you and he says, "I know exactly where your problem is. I saw it happen. I was there. I saw the people that were involved. I saw what happened. I saw how the enemy lied to you. I know how to remove that. I know how to get it out of you. I know how to change you into what you ought to be." So just put the word in. It'll go to work. It'll do what it needs to be. And slowly, that will change. And you will become. You will take steps closer. Now, what did it say? "For the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade." Did it say, "And the next day, your fruit, your harvest is in"? It'd be great sometimes if it happened that way. But sometimes it's a good thing it doesn't. If it's a good crop, that's a good thing. But thank God not everything that we put in or say or do just pops up the next minute, because I don't think some of us would like sometimes when we said certain things. We're thankful we did not get those things, those harvests, right? But we're talking about the word, the first the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain in the head. "But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." So process, just little by little, that process. You may be putting the word in a certain area, you don't think anything's happening. But then, boop, something fell off. Something popped up. "Wait, man, I'm thinking different than I was before." And that's not a problem. And then, boop, it comes up a little bit more. Something's different. "Man, I don't even have that problem anymore. I don't find myself even being tempted in that area." And then, boom, you have the full fruit. It's not even a problem. You go down a different road. You can't even imagine how you used to think. When you think, you don't even understand how you used to have certain problems. You look at it and say, "How was I looking at life like that?" And boom, you didn't know how it happened. You just were obedient. You put the word in and it produced a harvest. Hallelujah. It's a process. Now, if we come into it expecting it's going to be a process, it makes it a little easier. You know, if you're expecting instant results and it doesn't happen, well, then after the instant results don't happen and you think something is going to change immediately, then you become discouraged. The devil immediately come on your shoulder and say, "It's not working. You ought to quit." But when you go into it thinking, "You know what? I'm just going to be faithful to God. I'm going to put in the word and it's going to change me," or God's told you to do a certain thing and you think, "I've started and I've done what I thought you said and it's not changing. Something's not happening the way I thought it should." If you think it has to happen a certain way quickly, you're tempted. The devil has a heyday with you because he says, "See, you're not doing it right. You're never going to amount to anything. Your vision, you missed it." And he can come at you and discourage you. You're like, what am I doing wrong? Now we start messing things up because we try to figure out everything that we're doing wrong. But if we go into it with the process and say, God, I'm just going to do what you told me to do today. I'm just going to be faithful today. And I'll let you worry about how I'm going to get down there. I see this. I kind of see that. That's where I'm going, but I really don't see how to get there. What do you got for me today? Okay, I can handle this. And we just keep going and keep going and keep going. And we're not worried about that. Devil tries to say, it's not working. Well, I'm just going on. I'm expecting that it's happening over time, so I'll get there. That's not my problem. It's God's problem, so He can't deter you that way. You just keep going. Well, what about that thing? That's not my problem to make that come to pass. He just told me to do this today. That's why it's so important just to walk with Him day by day. Amen. Don't get out ahead of Him. Just let Him get out ahead of you so you can always see Him. Since when we get out ahead, we can't see Him anymore. It's like, what am I going to do? And we run into stuff. But if we'll just let Him be out ahead, God, you told me to do this. What do you want me to do today? And what do you want me to do today? And we can just be content walking through life, comfortable. I'm not saying it won't take faith. But we don't have to make all these problems that sometimes we do for ourselves because we're trying to make something happen. And it's, you think you want it to happen, but you're not ready for it. So just let God in His time solidify us and get us ready for what we're supposed to do, and we'll get there. Hallelujah. Now let's turn over to Isaiah 41:10. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. I just want to encourage us to stir us up today. Praise God. Thank God. Isaiah 41:10. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And I want to read you something, just a minute from my journal. But it says, fear not, for I am with you. Isaiah 41:10, everybody there? It's on your scripture sheet too. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, this is a little different. We're celebrating today. I just wanted to read you something from my journal because God really spoke something to me on that trip to Andover. When we came out here, I was telling you, you know, we had sat on it for months, and it was a process. I'm not going to go into all that story now, but we had come to the fact that we were going to come out here and start a church specifically in Andover. We had a specific word about that and just sat on it for months. Didn't tell a soul. Had enough sense to just, if it's God, it'll stay. If it's not, it'll go. And this had been months, and in January we decided we need to just come out and let's see. Is it God or not? And we did. And I just want to read you a little bit in here. This is 1-28-06. It was in the middle of January. We came out here from Oklahoma, you understand. And we came out here in the middle of January. And it was cold that time, too. There was snow on the ground. And, you know, you can get acclimated to weather. I'm from Nebraska. We get cold there. We get hot there. I mean, it gets really cold, wind chill. But, you know, usually you ease into the cold. And so, it you know, by the time you're in winter here, it's pretty constant. You're okay. And then, you know, spring, it gets up to 45, 50. And you're like, man, it's warm. There's people out in shorts and whatever. Well, when you come from in Oklahoma, it's not usually real cold. It fluctuates a lot. But I mean, we'll have 80-degree days in January. If it's warm out there and you come out and step off the plane, and it was cold. I mean, it was middle of January here, and it wasn't a light winter like we had last winter. And it was cold. So anyway, we just drove around and stayed in a hotel here, just ate at restaurants. We were in this very building. This used to be a gymboree. You'll see the shots when you look at the slideshow back there of this getting built out. This was just a big room. All this, there's no walls. It was just a big room. It was painted yellow and orange. It was hideous. You'll see that there too, but we had it repainted and built out. We were actually in this very room because we were looking for a place for the kids to play. And so we found this was a gymboree, and we were actually here. And so we were in a different building before this, and you'll see that on the slideshow. But when this came up, we saw the for sale. We knew this was this room. I mean, for a rent. And it was just, you know, God does different things. It's just amazing. But anyway, we just were out here and just got a feel, just in our spirits. And sometimes, be careful. Brother Hagin always used to say, don't miss. Some people are looking for the spectacular and they miss the supernatural. The supernatural is God speaking to all of us. He's speaking to you right now, spirit to spirit. But some people are looking for, you know, vision. And I'm not saying God can speak to you in a vision. Audible voice, you probably won't hear too many audible voices. Somebody give them a word of prophecy, something that just shakes their world, something spectacular. And they miss the supernatural leading of God. And so we were just out here just trying to get a feel. And this is what I wrote in my journal, 12806. With everything we know and believe, we're moving to Andover. We spent the last 2.5 days driving around, eating out at restaurants, just getting a feel for the area. We visited, drove through Andover, North Andover, Methuen, and Tewksbury. Andover still seems good. We drove through neighborhoods in Andover today, and like some of them, God will make a way. We'll take it one step at a time. And then I put Isaiah 41:10 stood out to me as I was going over scriptures on 1:27 the day before in the hotel room. And I wrote it just like it's on your scripture sheet down here. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you." Underline. "Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And this is what I wrote. God is with us. And I underlined us. And the fact is, He's with you too. With us. With us. That needs to be real to us. He's with us. I said, working with us. God is with us, working with us to lead us and guide us. You need to make it personal and real. He is our God. Just as He was Abraham's God, just as He was Paul's God, He's our God. He will strengthen us to do what He gives us to do. And in this case, I put in parentheses, start a church in Andover and everything afterward. He will help us to do it. We're not doing it alone. He will uphold us. He will continue to uphold everything He tells us to do. We don't have to keep it going. He will do it as we work with Him. And that has just stayed with me all the time. And I've said it different times. It's come out, you know, just about Isaiah 41:10. But He'll do it. Let's just read through that scripture. "Fear not, for I'm with you." We need to know that He is our God. That He's with us now. He's with all of us now. Yes, "Be not dismayed, for I am your God." He is God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Paul, but He's the God of Jim. He's the God of you. "I will strengthen you." We don't have to look at what we are today to get done what He's told us to do. We just have to know He'll strengthen us to do it. Little by little, we'll be able to do what He's called us to do. Don't worry that you can't do everything or you don't see how you're going to do what God has placed in your heart today. Know that you'll get there. Know that you'll be strengthened over time. So when it comes time to cross a bridge, you'll be strengthened. You'll be ready. "Yes, I will help you." I will help you. "I will uphold you." He's going to help us to do it. We're not in it alone. Mm-hmm. He's going to help us get the job done. He's not going to say, "Okay, you do this. Let's see how you do." And sit back and watch us. No. Now, the devil will tell you that. Where did God go? Man, did He just, like the Israelites, you know, brought you out into the wilderness tonight? Well, why didn't you kill me back there? Man, I've had thoughts like that. Did I miss it? Were we in the right place? Did we miss God? God, you know, devil will tell you that, but no, God's helping us. He's always faithful. And He will uphold us. He will uphold you with, He said, "I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." He'll continue to uphold what He started. He's not going to have us try to do what He told us to do. We need to look to Him. And it's a process. So as we grow, whatever He's told you, whatever those things are in your heart, know that God is bringing you on a path just like that plant is growing, that seed's growing. He's bringing you up. He knows exactly what the task involves. He's going to show her up a little here. He's going to show her up here. He's going to pluck this out. He's going to get rid of this. And you just keep staying with Him. And it's growing. You may not see it, but it's growing. You're getting stronger. You're getting stronger. You're getting things that would have tripped you up out of the way. He can see down through time. He said, if they don't get rid of that, they're going to fall here. We need to take care of that now. and he'll remove that, and he'll remove this, and he'll put into you. He'll put this into you, and he'll put that into you. Say, they're going to need this. They're going to need some of that. I'm going to make sure they get it. And you just keep being faithful and faithful, and before you know it, you'll look out and say, my God, it's happening. God, it's happening. God, you're so faithful. You're doing it. You're doing it. And you look back and say, oh, God, I'm so thankful. You knew what you were doing. The time was right. You knew. And you look forward and you'll see a plant, a tree, strong, and we'll give all glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory to God.